The Torah tells us in Bamidbar, Perek Lamid Gimel, Pasuk Lamid Ches, that Aaron HaKohen died in the 40th year on the first day of the fifth month. As we all know, Som HaChamishi, the Som of the fifth month, that is Tisha B'Av. So the first day of the first month is the month of Av. So the only Yahrzeit related in the Torah, where the Torah gives us an exact date of someone who passed away, that is the Yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen on Rosh Chodesh Av, or on the first day of the fifth month. So the question is, the Aznayim LaTorah ask, and others, we're not talking about the death of Aaron now. Why don't we give the date of his death when he died? Why not, when we talk about Aaron's death in Perachaf and Pasachaf Beis, why are we waiting to hear? So he explains, because we know we have a concept in Chazal, Misa Sadikim Mechaper, that we know Karbanos HaMechaper, and Miso Sadikim is Mechaber. That's what they talk about by Achrimos, by the Karbanos on Yom Kippur. So we learn the death of Sadikim on Mechaber. So we know, what was the sin that the sin of the Meragim was one of the terrible sins in the Midbar. And because of the sin of the Meragim, the Jews were destined to die in the Midbar. The 600,000 would die over the 40-year period. But as the Gemara in Tainus, at the end of Tainus, tells us, as well as the Gemara in Baba Basra, I think it's Kuf Kaf Aleph, that there were 15,000, and they give graphic the depiction of, they used to dig the graves, everyone went to sleep in the graves, the ones who woke up got out, the ones who didn't, they finished off the kfur. This happened for 39 years. On the 40th year, everyone got up. So they thought they made a mistake. They kept on doing it until they saw the moon. And they realized it's on Tu B'Av that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a chesed and let the 15,000 live. So the Aznayim with Torah points out, so what was that due to? Because it was Aaron's death is mechaper for the 15,000 people. So if you would have put Aaron's death when he died, we wouldn't know the significance. So therefore, we only record Aaron's death now and to show about how it was kapar. And that's the general medrash that says that Chazal tell us, they give a mushel with the two philosophers on the seashore, and there's one ship about to go off on a journey and another ship coming back. And so the ship that's about to go off, they're having a tailgate party, everyone's enjoying themselves, having good food, good music, everyone's living it up. And there's another ship coming back people are ignoring. So one philosopher said to the other philosopher, "How foolish you are." Not you are, how foolish people are. They're celebrating the wrong ship. This ship hasn't even left. Who knows, with pirates, accidents, who knows what's going to be. The ship could sink next week. But this ship that's coming back after 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, that's the ship we should be celebrating. In other words, we only know one's true greatness after a person passes on. When you're born, you're a bundle of potential. You only know what a person actually did after he passed away. So therefore, so similarly, that's what the Aznayim LaTorah is saying here, that we waited to put Aaron's death, it was the Yahrzeit of Aaron's death on the first of Av, to show that because of Aaron's death, Misa Sadika Amachaper, and therefore because of Aaron, 15,000 people were saved and able to enter the land of Israel.